Proverbs 11:4 says, "Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death." In our expository study of the book of James, we discuss the rich described in chapter 5 in the last days, and how that these people would be called the elite in our modern language. These people have so much money they don't know what else to do with it but to use it to take power and try to control the world. They have more things than they could ever use, and yet they still own the sweatshops and utilize slave labor in foreign countries while purchasing liberal Democrat, rhino, and neocon Republican politicians, as well as independents like Bernie Sanders, in order to promote illegal immigration so that they can get cheap labor. It's a dirty little open secret, and those of you who are paying attention know that what I'm saying is true, and it is so disgusting that it can make a man angry. And while we should do what we can to defend the poor and insist on an immigration system that is just and that is legal, so that those coming into this country are not harmed nor do harm for the good of society, we can also rest assured that there is a payday coming. These elites are only getting away with things for a short time, and that's only because God is so merciful and long-suffering. I always think of an example in David Rockefeller, died not too long ago. I think it's been about 4 years as of the time of this recording. He was 101 years old. I find no evidence that David Rockefeller was ever a born-again Christian. I do find evidence that he was a one-world globalist who used his wealth to promote the coming Antichrist world system. He was a founding director of a think tank with the Council on Foreign Relations, and he was on the board of directors for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He founded the Trilateral Commission in 1973 for the purpose of bringing in a new world order. He also helped to fund the Rockefeller Brothers Fund that's behind much of the social rot taking place in the U.S. and around the world. In other words, he used his money, his wealth, to serve satanic interests. And he died with a net worth of more than $3 billion. But riches profit not in the day of wrath. Imagine having all the wealth that he had and not using it to reach lost souls with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Imagine standing before God on Judgment Day knowing that if you'd wanted to, you could have printed enough Bibles to give one to every human being who ever was born and lived long enough to learn how to read on the planet in all these different languages. But you didn't. No matter how rich or what you did do with the riches you had, the only thing that matters is whether you have been forgiven of your sins by the Holy God of the Bible. If not, it doesn't matter what you did with what money you had, for good or evil. Salvation is about faith in God. When Proverbs was written, those with faith identified with the God of the Bible by offering blood sacrifice at the temple in Jerusalem. Today, if David Rockefeller were saved, he would identify himself with a public declaration of faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. He'd be baptized by immersion, and he would participate in a local church fellowship. We would normally say, if one were available. But in Rockefeller's case, he could single-handedly fund a local church or could afford to fly private jets to any location he wished. He never did. We don't wish hell on anyone. I hope for his sake David isn't there, but at no point did he make a public profession and certainly never repudiated his Darwinian cultic attitudes or actions. In that case, like the rich man in Luke 16, he found out the moment he died that riches profit not in the day of wrath. As Jesus said, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? But what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Riches profit not in the day of wrath.